Come on. Judas. So Judas is out because he denied Jesus to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Even the disciples who saw Jesus die, saw the empty tomb, doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So Jesus is giving them the last instructions before he is literally taken up on a cloud and goes into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. First thing he gives them, authority. Power to go and speak it. He gives them responsibility to teach other people and to go baptize. And he reassures them, the third thing, that he's going to be with them through this journey. And if he gives the disciples that, he also gives those things to us. We need to go. We have a responsibility as believers to go tell others and tell them about baptism and Jesus. And he gives us the Holy Spirit to be with us. So the disciples, they listen, they go. And all of the book of Acts in the Bible is all about them going out. And time after time, they go up and they say, "Hey, let me tell you about Jesus." And instantly people go to be baptized. They literally believe and they go to be baptized. And so I'm going to give you an example. Open your Bibles to Acts 8:26. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Am I right about that? Yes, Acts. All of a sudden I had a hesitation. Acts 8:26. "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.'" So Philip is a disciple, and an angel of the Lord tells him to go. "So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of the treasury of Candace, queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way was sitting in a chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, 'Go to that chariot and stay near it.'" So Philip, a disciple, is told to go, and he's like, "I have no idea what I'm doing," but he listens to the Spirit, and there's a chariot, and there's a guy reading Isaiah, and he goes and he just stands by it. The story continues. "Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. 'Do you even understand what you're reading?' Philip asked. 'How can I?' he said, 'unless someone explains it to me.' So he invited Philip to come and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. 'He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from earth.' The eunuch asked Philip, 'Tell me, please, who is this prophet talking about, himself or someone else?' Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?' And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him." So Philip tells the eunuch about Jesus. He tells him how he's reading Isaiah and that Jesus fulfills it. And he goes, "I believe. I'm going to be baptized." Over and over in the New Testament are examples of people believing and doing baptism, being immersed in water. So what does this story have to do with us today? baptism is this outward expression of an inward change. Like the eunuch, once we have a relationship with Jesus, we've said we're sinful, we said we need forgiveness, Jesus forgives us, and then he starts a new life for us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, which means if anyone has a relationship with Jesus, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. Jesus died on the cross so that all the weight that we carry from all the things we do, we don't have to carry anymore. We get to leave it here and go, I'm a whole new person. Praise Jesus. I may have done those things, but those are not my identity. I get a whole new identity. I get a whole new person, a whole new spirit. And baptism is the symbol of that newness. So going underwater represents the laying down that Jesus did, the death of him, and the death of our sinful nature. The water is this forgiveness that's offered to us. It's like the cleansing, the purity of us. It washes every part of us. And that's why we have the belief where we go completely underwater. It's not just your head. And the rising is Jesus rising with out of the grave and us rising to go, we're new. We get a new life. So why do people get baptized? Number one, Jesus said to. And number two, because they're following Jesus and they want to take their relationship to a new level. They want to tell the people, I believe in Jesus and I'm sold out for him. Have you ever been kind of on a team? Like you practice with them, you hang out with the people, you know all the jokes of what happens on the team, but you're not really on the team. Or because something happens when you put on the jersey. Once you put on the jersey and you're actually playing the game, you're on the team. And I feel like baptism is kind of like that. You're saying, I'm all in. I'm not just practicing with you anymore. I'm on the team and I'm gonna live like I'm on the team. A few weeks ago, I told you how I questioned God. I questioned the Bible. And I just like struggled. How I went to all the people and had all the questions. And my two friends were the people who came to me and they're like, we can't ask any more of your answer any more of your questions, Amanda. You should come talk to my aunt and uncle who are pastors. And I was like, okay. So I went and I sat with them and they told me about Jesus. I carried all the things of all the bad things I had done in my past, and they looked at me and they said, you don't have to carry it. They knew things about me that I was like, how do you know that about me? Only God could know. And at that moment, they're like, ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness, start a new life, leave it here. And I left that day with a whole new feeling. Like I literally was like, oh my gosh, I don't have this weight. And then I wrestled. I was like, I come close to God and then I'd mess up. And then I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna do it again. And then I just started to have this longing where it was my faith and I could feel him and he was real and I could see the activity of him. And it took like 2 years. And then on February 4th, 2008, 2 years later, from when I started my relationship with Jesus, I was like, I need to be baptized. But it's February. What am I going to do? So I went to the aunt and uncle, and I was like, I need to be baptized. And they said, hey, we meet at a hotel. You want to go in the hot tub? Here's the picture. I have searched you guys for the actual picture of me being baptized because I know it exists, and I cannot find it today, but I will find it. But here's the picture of the two friends that told me about Jesus, told me to go talk to the aunt and uncle, and this was right before I was baptized. Baptism is a public way to say that I'm following Jesus and I'm committed to him, even if I don't understand. Baptism doesn't save you. It actually shows that Jesus already has saved you. Baptism is a public declaration of who you belong to. And so my question for you is, where are you? Is your faith real, or are you living off the faith of your family or your friends? Are you ready to take your faith to the next level? Are you ready, and do you feel God telling you, pushing you, encouraging you to be baptized? On May 17th, like I said, for the first time ever, Timberwood is doing a baptism in that room right up front. And even if you don't feel like now is the time for you to be baptized, that is okay. But I invite you to come celebrate with the people who are. And if you're like, you know what? I think God's calling me to this. That's why I gave you the piece of paper. All you have to do is write your name on it, and I will contact you, and we can talk about it. Just because you write your name on the paper doesn't mean you're in. If you don't feel, only you can make this decision with God. It can't be your parents. It can't be your friends. This is only your decision. And so I'm going to give us 2 minutes to reflect on these questions, and you can pray and talk about them. Don't talk to each other. And then we'll come up and pray and go back to group. Questions back there so you can think about it in your group too. Question number one. Have I personally decided to follow Jesus? Do I believe Jesus has forgiven me and given me a new life? Am I ready to go public with my faith? Or am I still figuring that out? Lord, I pray that as these all of us sit in this room, even leaders, Lord, I just pray that you would speak to us in this 30 seconds of silence. That even if the next step is not baptism, which is totally okay, Lord, that you would be nudging and pushing and just speaking into the minds and the hearts of these students to let them know that you are here. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to come together on May 17th to celebrate a new life. I thank you that we have a community who, no matter where we're at tonight, will listen to us, will speak to us, and just be here for us. So, Lord, I pray for the groups and the discussion, Lord, that you would be working in each other, that we could love each other and hear your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sixth grade girls, I'll meet you in your room.